This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The other had cold springs that provided refreshing water. When hot and cold meet together, you get warm. And boy, wow, what a picture we get of Laodicea. And as the Spirit is talking to the church of Laodicea, as I said, it is the seventh church. And then he lets us know a couple of things. Starting at verse 14, we're going to take these verse by verse. But starting at verse 14, this is the counselor. He is saying, the Amen. He says, and the angel of the church of Laodicea write these things, saith the Amen. When he says the Amen, that is a reference to who he is. He is God by himself. He doesn't need anybody else. He is saying, these things saith the Amen. He is saying, I'm God. Listen up. I'm talking to you. He says, the faithful and true witness. This is a reference to what he does. He's faithful and he's true. So he is giving them notice, saying, listen up. And then he also says, in the beginning of the creation of God. That is a reference to what he has done. He has created the world. And now he is talking to the church of Laodicea. And I believe he is talking to us today. And here's what he says. Listen to the condemnation that he gives them. Verse 15. He said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. One thing I want you to know is that God knows your works. So you can't be trying to trick him, put on a front. You can put on a front for everybody else, but God knows your work. I love it what he says, I know thy works. And what he wants you to do is he wants you to recognize your work. What have you been doing for Jesus? But then he tells them what their work is. He said, you're not cold or you're not hot. You're right in the middle. You're warm and you're comfortable. Whenever we get into that spot of comfort, we will never do what Christ has us to do. Because we don't care about nobody else. It's me, my four, and no more. And you are just comfortable and not worrying, thinking about anything that Christ has caused you to do. Just like this church of Laodicea. They probably started off right. But then they were in the middle. They're not doing what Christ told them to do. And as a result, listen to what God says he will do. Verse 16, he says, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. My goodness. Can't you get the picture there? Have you ever tried to get a cold, refreshing drink and you are anticipating the coldness of that drink? And then when you taste that drink, it's warm. What do you want to do? You just want to spit it out your mouth. Or if you do the reverse, if you want to get a hot cup of coffee, and then you go taste that coffee, and it's warm, you're going to spew it out of your mouth. This is the picture that God has given us here. Because you are neither cold nor hot, he will spew you out of your mouth. What has God challenged you to do that you are not doing because you are lukewarm? In other words, you're comfortable in what you are. You're comfortable that you're saved and going to heaven.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.